From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he will reassess aspects of the U.S.-Israeli relationship after the Israeli leader's comments rejecting the two-state solution. Mr. Obama delivered the message Thursday during a phone call to congratulate Mr. Netanyahu on his election victory this week. Now, that's according to a White House official speaking on the condition of anonymity. In the lead-up to the Tuesday election, Prime Minister Netanyahu told Israeli media he would never support the creation of a Palestinian state. But on Thursday, he appeared to step away from those statements, telling several U.S. media outlets he does not object to a demilitarized Palestinian state. U.S. President Obama has delivered a New Year's message to Iranians, telling them this year represents the best opportunity in decades to pursue a different relationship between their two countries.
The days and weeks ahead will be critical. Our negotiations have made progress, but gaps remain. And there are people in both our countries and beyond who oppose a diplomatic resolution. My message to you, the people of Iran, is that together we have to speak up for the future we seek. As I've said many times before, I believe that our countries should be able to resolve this issue peacefully with diplomacy.
Mr. Obama's comments to Iranians as they celebrate Nowruz came as a March 31st deadline approaches for reaching a framework agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting international sanctions against Tehran. Now, Nowruz is the Iranian New Year. It takes place on the first day of spring. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, as international negotiations with Iran to curb its nuclear program enter a critical phase in Switzerland, the Obama administration officials sparred with members of a congressional panel on Thursday on what role Congress should play in those talks. VOA's Cindy Sain reports from Capitol Hill on a contentious House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing.
U.S. lawmakers seemed to grow increasingly nervous and tense Thursday as unconfirmed reports and rumors surfaced that a draft of an Iran nuclear deal is being circulated among the parties to the negotiations. Later in the day, State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki dismissed reports of a deal.
The reports are inaccurate. There's no draft document being circulated. The fundamental framework issues are still under comprehensive discussion.
Both Republican and Democratic members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee said Congress' role in the whole negotiating process must not be marginalized. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
Democratic ranking member Elliot Engel said he and Republican Chairman Ed Royce are sending a letter to President Obama expressing their concerns about what needs to be in an Iran nuclear deal. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on Tunisia's National Museum that killed 23 people. The Islamic group's statement was posted in an online forum that carries messages from the group. Earlier Thursday, Tunisian authorities said they arrested 9 people in connection with the massacre at Tunisia's Bardo National Museum. No details about the suspects were immediately disclosed. An unidentified warplane attacked the presidential palace in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Thursday. Security forces loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh attacked the international airport, triggering a battle with militia loyal to President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, the country's internationally recognized leader. The fighting force, the airport's closure, forces on both sides also fought in other parts of the port city. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels say they will not lift economic sanctions against Russia until a ceasefire Moscow endorsed last month for war-torn eastern Ukraine is fully implemented. EU President Donald Tusk announced the decision late Thursday. President Tusk said it shows the clear intent of the 28-nation EU to continue pressing Moscow to end its support for the pro-Russian rebellion that has claimed more than 6,000 lives in the last 11 months. And the president of Malawi is calling for stronger efforts to catch and punish those behind a series of albino killings. President Peter Mutharika described the attacks as barbaric. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.